Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Here's what we want to talk about. It's weird, but we're calling it VRBOMG.
I didn't know this actually existed.
The VRBO? So the Alice Ski House that we go to is a VRBO.
See, because someone said it's an Airbnb, but that's not quite
right. So an Airbnb is more, to my understanding, is like, you're going into somebody's house and they're there. A lot,
okay.
Well, sometimes they're not, but most Airbnbs are like a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
So the B&B part is a bed and breakfast. So you go to their house and they make you breakfast. VRBO is you're renting the whole house. It's yours. They're like leaving. They're like, VRBO is vacation rental by owner.
That's it. And you're right. That's the Alice Ski House.
Yes. Yeah. We rent that bad boy and we basically don't tell them that we're going to bring a rock star up. No, we tell them. They know. They understand.
Oh,
but I mean, like, I was like, I couldn't believe it. We were renting a house up there.
Yes.
In Breck. And it was like, are we telling these people? Because Rob Thomas is going to stand in the corner of the room and screaming fans are going to be in there. Like,
yep.
They love it.
That's a VRBO. Nice.
So this is what we want. We want your VRBOMG stories. Like, what happened? It doesn't have to be VRBO. It can be anything. Even like weird kind of condo-y motel, hotel, like whatever. If you've rented something and it went completely south. A dude in Illinois rented out his condo and came home and found out that they'd stolen his $50,000 wine collection.
Yeah, apparently he didn't want to take the time to remove it from the premises. So he locked it up in a different room or something.
He put it in a storage closet and put like a lock on it. But like, I'm sorry, if I'm like a degenerate thief.
Boom.
When I see I see a room with a lock on it, that jackpot.
Yeah, that's exactly
the room
we're going to. Yeah.
So these people, I mean, I guess in his mind, he's like, if somebody rents my house and they steal from me, well, I have their credit card, so I'm going to get the money anyway. Well, the problem is they had used a stolen credit card to rent his condo. So not only did he not get the money for his condo rental, he also got to watch them take his $50,000 wine collection, his electronics, his pots, his pans, and for some reason, a toilet seat.
Oh, must have been a high-dollar, high-tech seat or something?
Yes.
Wow, they stole
everything. His VRBOMG is he lost
everything.
Yeah.
His nickel and nickel collection.
$50,000 worth of wine. If I had a $50,000 wine collection, I'm not putting my house up.
Okay.
I'm like you. I mean, like, or I'd take it out of the house.
I would make that effort.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Somebody else thought they had booked a Key West home through VRBO.
Uh-oh.
When they got there, there was a family living there. Because it was their house and it wasn't for rent.
Someone just posted their...
They just took pictures of this beautiful house, said, Western Union me the money. The key will be under the mat, whatever. And apparently it's not the first time that it's happened.
Son of...
So people show up and it's like, yeah, no, I'm not renting my house out.
No, we own this. This
we
is
own
ours.
This and this is, yeah, we're not...
Wow.
They were out a good chunk of money.
That hurt. That's a cool scam.
Here's another one, an Airbnb home rental near Paris. I remember talking about this when it happened. They rented their Airbnb, went to the house, and they smelled something weird by the edge of the garden.
Oh, no.
They found a decomposing body covered in branches.
The heck?
They had rented this 19th century home for $435 a night. It had a swimming pool, had all sorts of really cool amenities, and... a dead body.
That's because now they have to deal with it.
They absolutely. You're there, and the police have to come, and now your vacation, your lovely vacation rental, is now a crime scene.
Oh my god!
I'm a little scared. Have you ever rented anything?
Haven't. No.
But would you?
You know what? There was another story about a woman rented another one of these places and found security or cameras.
That's
right.
They had their cameras everywhere, and like. Like when you see, and you know what? I'll tell you this. You don't even know everywhere where a camera is. Some people have them. Like if there's a clock radio in a room,
right.
This is why I unplug the clock radio in every hotel room I go in now.
Okay.
Because I've seen a clock radio that is a camera.
Bastard.
It just looks, or there's a, they make a, it's like a black thing that you put Kleenexes. It's like a cool decorative cover for your Kleenex box.
And that's under
it's a camera. So, I mean, like, you got to be careful if you, that's a great point.
Bastard.
This person, you can buy that thing where you can go into a room.
Okay, I've heard that.
And like walk around and it'll tell you if there's a,
I've heard that.
Where there's like a bug or a camera or whatever. So here's another VRBO. A woman, Rachel Bassini, rented out her Manhattan penthouse. She looked up the guy's name was Jeffrey, had a profile picture of him. He looked normal. He's got a wife and a kid.
Oh, no.
Turns out he hosts some sort of massive relations party in her Manhattan penthouse.
Yeah.
When she came back, her apartment was in ruins, covered in raincoat wrappers.
Okay.
Bodily fluids and other excretion. You'd never rent your house.
Right? I could never, ever.
No.
Not after
you could never trust
these.
It.
No.
Last one before we talk to you about your VRBO, MG. A San Francisco person rented out their Palm Springs condo to a man who was supposedly on an extended business trip. What was that show with Michael Keaton where he wouldn't leave? Where he was like a renter in the basement?
Yes, and he could. Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah, squatter's rights or whatever. Yes,
this person was like, I'm not leaving. She's like, no, I only rented it to you for like a couple weeks. And he's like, I'm not leaving.
Oh, no.
So she had to get in a legal court case.
Jeez.
It took months. She had to have him evicted from something he'd only rented for a short time.
Dang.
Yeah. So if you've rented a place that turned out weird, or you've rented your place, or you just got a horrifying VRBO story, we want your VRBOOMG. Oh, Candy.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
VRBOMG.
OMG was fabulous. I was well behaved. They were well behaved. No complaints. It's like the coolest thing in the world.
What happened?
Didn't know that. I was married in a VRBO.
Oh, okay.
You were?
Yeah.
Did you consummate in the VRBO?
I'm not at liberty to discuss
that. Yeah, you did.
Nicely done, Candy.
Wait, so is it a place you'd rented multiple times, or why did you decide to get married there?
Somebody talked about it. It was a while ago, too. It's been around a while there, Steve. Good job with that. And somebody just suggested it, and so then I looked it up and found exactly what I needed.
Oh. So what was it? Where, like, can you tell us where it was? Were you, like, in the mountains, or were you in, like, a beach, or
in
where were you?
In Breckenridge. In Breckenridge at the base of Peak 8.
Oh, huh. Where's that? Because our ski house is up there.
Dude, I'm never sober enough. I have to Uber in and Uber out of that thing. I know it's up the hill. I know it has incredible views.
I was looking for ski in, ski out because I skied in my wedding dress and my husband snowboarded in his tuxedo and.
That's cool. Did some shredding.
I know, but if you yard sale it in your wedding dress, it's like, they're never going to find you. It's white snow, you white.
That is true.
She's up there somewhere. Okay, that's a nice one. Thank you, Candy. Donald.
Yes.
Yay.
VRBOMG.
Yeah, so I was living in Tyree Island, Georgia, and I had this nice two-bedroom condo.
Okay.
And come to find out, once I got back to it, the people that rented it for me just decided to snatch down a whole back wall. They were drunk.
They took a wall out?
They took the whole back wall from the patio that led out to the beach. I guess they didn't have enough room to walk through, so they made more room.
How do you take a wall out? What did they do?
Right.
One of their friends hooked up the truck. I guess they watched YouTube or something, and hooked the truck up to the wall and tried to snatch it down.
The heck?
I mean, I don't want to get all technical, but does your homeowners cover that if you're letting strangers rent your house?
No, they did not cover it. It was wrote off as a complete loss.
Ouch.
And the house was gone.
Yes, because the simple fact was they said that it was not in the paperwork to be rented out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There goes
oh, my
our
God.
Weight-bearing wall.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
So how much were you out for that VRBO?
$32,000.
Oh, Donald, that's absolutely
sucks.
Awful.
And on top of that, I didn't tell my wife that I was renting it out, and I got divorced thereafter.
Donald.
So it cost you, oh my God.
Your marriage, your house, your...
Everything. That is less than ideal. Leah.
Yai.
VRBOMG.
Me and my family decided to take a trip to London, and we rented an Airbnb, and it was my baby sister who reserved it.
Okay.
And she was texting the guy. We got there. We finally flew out there. It took 9 hours to fly out there, so we were exhausted. It was a red-eye flight, and we get there, and the address was of a park, and it wasn't any place that was actually valid.
Jeez.
How much money had you given these people?
$3,000.
Oh, Leah.
And it's just gone.
It's a park.
Yeah, there's nothing there. Did you sleep in the park then?
Oh.
No, Airbnb was like really good, and they were like, hey, we're going to help figure out something else for you guys to stay, but we'll just give you a discounted rate.
Wow.
Dang.
You have to be so careful because everything looks like it's real and you don't know.
You don't.
If it's a real. Thank you for the call. Ryan.
Yai.
VRBOMG.
My wife and I were celebrating our 1-year anniversary. We flew out to San Francisco for our VRBO. And when we got there, the previous guy had not left yet. And he said, yeah, I need the place for another month, so you guys have to go somewhere else.
No.
No, I rented it.
Yeah, get the hell out of our house.
So the owner had no idea, so we called the owner, and I told him the story. He's like, yeah, he was supposed to be gone 2 days ago, and the cleaning crew was supposed to go in. So we actually got to get the police involved because he would not leave. The owner had to come by. He had to drive like 2 hours because he lived in Sacramento. And so he had to come out, and the police arrested him. And said they got him out. And so, and then when the owner came out to talk to us, he's like, this place is a mess. We didn't go inside, but the owner just said, it's a nightmare. He was like, deadly. I don't know. There was like missing furniture.
What are you going to do?
Hey.
The cops have to.
So the owner gave us our money back and then we got a hotel, but that was a rough first day on a 1-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Weirdos. Are you still married now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's been 5 years.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.